This is Love Seal Church, bearing the tidings of the blessed hope and the glorious liberty of the sons of God. We earnestly pray that you experience a breaking forth in the quantum leap into all the promises of God for you. Gird up the loins of your mind and heart as you obtain mercy to find grace by the word of God coming through God's own servant at this time to you. Be ready for great impartation of the Spirit and life. Happy listening.
We exalt you, Jesus. We adore you. We thank you, Jesus, the image of the invisible God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for giving yourself to trap God's image for us. We exalt you, Jesus. We thank you, King of glory. We worship you. We worship you. Jesus, we adore you. I give glory to your name, the image of the Father, the light of the world to come, our strength. Ha! Ha! We exalt you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you for embodying all of God for us. Thank you, Jesus. You embodied all of God for us. We worship you. We worship you. We exalt you, Lamb of God. What you embodied made you the Lamb of God. We give glory to your name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We appreciate you. Without you, we are nothing. We worship you. We worship you. Thank you for your sacrifice for us. I give glory to your name. I appreciate you. I appreciate you. I appreciate you. The image of the invisible God, I bless you. I exalt you. Thank you. Thank you for your people. Thank you for today. Thank you for impartation. Thank you for blessings. Thank you because you have come to bless your people. You have come to raise your people. Lord, you will minister. You will minister. You will minister. And your people will be blessed in the name of Jesus. The issue of image is not a new thing. It is the reason behind making man. It's not a new thing. It's not something that God just thought up yesterday that it's good to give my image. Mm-mm. God's original intention for man is that man be made in his image and his likeness. That was the reason. He said, let us make man in our image and our what?
Likeness.
Let them have dominion. So the issue of image did not start today. It was the intention of God for making man. He wanted men who would carry his image. The earth was meant to be filled with men with image. You know what the earth is filled with now? Wrong images. So there is so much corruption, degradation, ibaje, something is spoilt on earth. And it will increase because man is going down, 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 down. And the only solution to corruption, the only solution to degradation, the only solution to destruction, the only solution to death is image formation. The only solution, the only way out is image formation. When Adam was made, Adam had not fully come into God's image and likeness. You know, even though the Bible says in his image created he him, male and female created he them. When you compare scriptures with scriptures, you know that Adam was not fully in the image of God when he was created. He was created to come into the full image of God. Because if he was fully in the image of God, he wouldn't have been able to be tempted. Because God cannot be tempted, neither does he tempt anyone. So the image was not yet full. That was why Satan could tempt him and he could disobey. He was still susceptible. If he was in the image of God, he wouldn't be able to die spiritually. He was not fully made yet. The Bible says God breathed into his nostrils and man became a living soul. But the Bible says he was made in the image of God and after his likeness. But we all know that God is not a living soul. A living soul is lower than the angels. The Bible says he was made a little lower than the angels because he was a living soul. And God is not a living soul. So it shows that Adam was not yet fully formed. If he's a living soul, God is a quickening spirit. And God is not lower than the angels. So Adam's soul, that's the highest status for the earth. Angels are spirits, pure spirit. But Adam was a living soul. But he was meant to partake of the tree of life that was planted in the garden so that he can come up. Man is the only being, creature, that is given the privilege to improve their status. Man is the only creature that is permitted to increase in status, to grow and to change. Angels are not permitted to change. They make them the way they are, and they must remain the way they are. They cannot change their status. A seraphim cannot desire or do anything to change to become a cherubim. Neither can a cherubim desire to become anything better than a cherubim. They made them so. Lucifer, that was a cherubim, who desired to become better than his status, he was cast down. He became something else. Because that was how he was created. That was how he was meant to be. He did not do anything to be who he is or who he was. He was made so. And is not granted the privilege to desire anything higher. But for man, he was given the sole privilege to change status. And God made available in the garden for him what he could take, what he could do to change his status. Because where God originally wants him to come to is where he is. And the scriptures explain it to us throughout the Bible. You see how God wants man to change and become better. The kind of love that God has for man, nobody can define it. So man is the only being that is allowed to change status. Adam was incorruptible to a large extent, but there was still something inside him. He's not yet complete, so he could be tempted. But where God wants man to come to is to be like God. God cannot be tempted. And neither does he tempt anyone. It is only Satan that tempts. And he tempted Adam out of his estate. Adam died in his spirit and was thrown out of the garden. Because what he needs to sustain the garden is that life that is inside him. And the minute moment the life went, he was thrown out of the garden. But we could see that in spite of being thrown out of the garden, in spite of dying in a spirit, for a long time, Adam did not die. It took more than 900 years for him to eventually die. You can imagine the quality of substance that was put inside Adam that made him to endure for that long after he was driven out of the natural habitat, Eden. Was his natural habitat. When he was thrown out into harsh condition. He was thrown out into a graceless world. But so much work was done in him when they made him. He was made to be everlasting of the earth. But we saw the fall of man, the degradation of man, how man began to depreciate after Eden because of sin. Sin came into the world and broke down man. By Genesis chapter 6, man could no longer live 300 years. Said, my spirit will no longer strive with a man, for he has become flesh, and his days will be 120. Now, if we see anybody turning 120, we'll go and sow seed of long life. 120 is a feat. But 100 in the days of Adam, even Noah, Oshekuni, Omokekere, Osheku, Oshek, 100 Shekuni, died too early, is a tragedy. Even Cain did not die at 100. We don't know how old Cain was when he died. He didn't die at 100. Because sin had not fully taken over man. Flesh is a product of properties of Satan. Flesh is a product of Satan. He gave his things to man. Man embraced his things, used it, and became flesh. Jesus said, the thief cometh not, but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. So when he came to offer man his things, he actually came to kill man, to steal from man, to kill man, and to destroy man. Because his offers, his offerings, they depreciate man. They reduce man. What he has to offer, they bring man down. So man became so bad, so depreciated, anything can happen to him. And he can do anything because he has been weakened by sin. Do you know in the days of Noah, when God said, the days of flesh will be 120. You know Noah's days was not 120 because he was not flesh. Noah was not flesh. In the days that we are in, what we demarcate between men and men is what you are made up of. God wants to differentiate between human beings. Genesis chapter 6. And the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh. Yet his days shall be 120 years. There were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that, when the sons of God came in unto the daughters of men, and they bare children to them, the same became mighty men, which were of old, men of renown. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thought of his heart, it was only evil continuously. Who did this to man? It's Satan. Satan brought thoughts and imaginations to man and took their original thoughts and imagination from them by blindness. And it repented the Lord that he has made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, and creeping things, and the fowls of the air. For it repented me that I have made them. Man lost the essence of his being and began to bring sorrow to the heart of God. Because what he had in mind when he created man, he was seeing something else. Somebody has come to tamper with his creation. You know, when Satan fell, Satan had things that they used to make him. When he fell, he turned his things and he brought those things to man. He turned his things, he became evil and taught man those things. And man received those things and man began to depreciate, to turn to another thing. I wonder the way angels look at us. Those angels that were there when man was made. And they are now seeing another kind of man on earth. They'll be asking, Elohim, you are patient. Elohim, you are wonderful. You are long-suffering. I mean, those angels that saw Adam, they are now seeing another version of man. Ah, they will be greeting Elohim every day. You are very long-suffering. Because it's another species of man that is on earth now. They'll be wondering, what is this? This is not man that Elohim made. But something happened. But though I found grace in the eyes of the Lord. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generation. And Noah walked with God. Are you seeing the difference between Noah and flesh? The Bible says, flesh corrupted the ways of God on the earth. So flesh walked in a different way to make them to become flesh. But in the same time that men were becoming flesh because of the way they walked, the way they thought, their thought pattern, their walk, you know, because as you think, that is how you are. Their thought pattern dictated how they will walk. He said, and Noah walked with God. He was separated from flesh by his walk. Men walked and became flesh. When Adam came out of the garden, one thing that preserved him for that long is that he didn't walk in the way of flesh, the way of sin that happened to his soul. His spirit. He didn't walk in that way. He preserved the ways of God that was in his soul. So he didn't quickly depreciate. He took time for the life of God in his soul and his body to expire. Because of the way he walked. But Cain brought in another way. Cain communed with Satan. Satan taught him ways that he now patented a way. They said the way of Cain. It was patented to his name. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. These are the generation of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generation. And Noah walked with God. And Noah begat 3 sons, Shem and Japheth. The earth also was corrupt before God. What brought corruption to the earth? Substances of Satan. Things, corruptible substances that Satan introduced to man made the earth corrupt before God. And the earth was filled with violence. Those are issuance of Satan's nature that he became. And God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt. For all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. And God said unto Noah, the end of all flesh is come before me. Flesh has end. Flesh is meant to be ended. Flesh is meant to be ended. The end of all flesh has come before me. For the earth is filled with violence through them. Flesh generates evil, generates violence, because laws that configure flesh are laws of corruption, laws of death. And behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Make then an ark of gopher wood. Now, God found a man who is not going in the way of flesh. And this man walked with God. Bible says he was a just man. So when God was destroying flesh, he could not destroy Noah with flesh. Because he was not flesh. He has not been broken down by ways of flesh. Instead, he walked with God. So to walk with God, he must have learned the ways of God. So he was not destroyed with flesh. Flesh is meant to be destroyed. Flesh does not have durability. Flesh has expired. It has to be destroyed. Flesh is good for nothing but destruction. So when Jesus said, the thief cometh not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy, that is the intention of Satan. He's so evil that he wants all men destroyed. He's so evil that by his laws, he configured men to be flesh so that man can perish. The tool of destruction is the corruptible substances that Satan offers to man so that man can perish. Flesh is meant to perish. Flesh is not a good state. You know that one thing that shocked me, that was that at the end of the flood, Noah lived to be almost the same age with Adam. Have you ever noticed that? After the fall, after many generations, after the flood, Noah was about 600 years old when God came to him. And because he was not flesh, he could not perish with flesh. He said, and all the days of Noah were 950 years, and he died. How old was Adam? 330 or so. Noah, 950 years, almost 1,000 years after Adam. Not immediately after Adam. What was the generation of Noah to Adam? The work of Satan is to depreciate man, to make him expire very fast. In the days when flesh was reduced to 120 years, a man still lived in that generation to be 950. So he was not broken down. Bible says he walked with God. So working with God makes you to appreciate, not depreciate. You appreciate in person. Flesh is a disadvantage. Flesh is a minus. So God's program, God's mercy, said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not what?
Perish.
But have everlasting life. So what will save us from perishing is the life that God has to offer man. It will save man from perishing as against flesh. So saving man from perishing is changing man's status, raising man above perishing. Now, our Lord Jesus Christ, who is the Son of God, who is the image of God, came to demonstrate to us what man was meant to be like. Jesus, the brightness of God's glory, the express image, I said the antidote to perishing is image making. Everlasting life gives image. It's a building of image in a man. Satan diminished man by his substances, his things. But God has things to offer man that will make him not to perish, but that will make him to endure. You know, when these things are being spoken to us, God is bringing them to them so we can have a strong passion to get these things and change. I don't like the state I am in now. I want to change fast. So when our Lord Jesus Christ came, God put everything that he has inside him. God gave him everything that he has. Jesus said, all things that the Father had are mine. The Father loved the Son that he gave him all things. Satan hated man so much that he gave man all things that he had. You know that man of sin? They called him the son of perdition. What brought him to that place? Everything Satan has, he got it. And he became a man of perdition. A son of perdition. Man of sin. He was raised by substances of Satan. Corrupted substances. Ways of Satan. Thoughts of Satan. And when Satan was giving it to him, he was not telling him that he will perish. He was telling him what he could get by taking his things. Showing him advantages. Privileges. Deception. If you go this way, you get these things. He was painting a high life to that man. He embodied all of Satan and became a son of perdition. But the beauty of the gospel is that God has packaged everything that he has in his son, in the gospel. The gospel is meant to deliver to us everything that God has. So Romans chapter 1 tells us, he said, Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated unto the gospel of God, which he had promised afore by the prophets in the holy scriptures. Gospel of God, the gospel that carries the things of God, substances of God. He promised it before in the Holy Scriptures through the prophets. He promised his substances. Just as Satan has substances that he gave to man to make man to perish, God also has substances that he had promised man. He didn't give up on his original intention for man, that man will be in his image and what? Likeness. This thing should gladden our heart. That the Bible we are carrying about is not just paper and ink. That the life we have signed into is a life of glory. Because God is a God of glory. Man sinned, glory departed. When man was made, Bible says, you crown them with glory and honor. So God promised man his things. He promised man his things. But those things, he put them in his son, Jesus Christ. He gave them to his son, Jesus Christ. He caused his son, Jesus Christ, to inherit all his things. Just as God wants heirs, Satan also wants heirs. You know, Satan is a copycat. He doesn't have original idea. It's what God does that he wants to copy. Say, you want to give her to children. Me say, I'll give her to my own children. And he cannot create his own children. He has to take the one that God has created to now give back to them by his substances. A shubruku. Say, you want sons. Me too, I want sons. And I'm going to use the ones that you created to become my sons. And anybody can become the son of Satan, no? Depending on what you yield to. Satan wants to give birth. In these days that God wants to give birth, Satan also is desperate to give birth. And how do they birth? They birth by their substances. God brings his things. When you obey it, you are birthed. Satan also has his things. He has his things. The things that he changed, converted. The things that God gave him, he corrupted them, changed them. And they became evil and tools of betting men. You know, Adam was born again in the garden. He was born again. So the gospel, God first tested the gospel in his son. He said, he promised afore by the prophets in the holy scriptures concerning his son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, which was made of the seed of David according to the flesh, but declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead. Our Lord Jesus Christ was made and declared to be the Son of God. I said to us that it is only man that is given the privilege to change status. So God sent his Son. He sent him also as what? a little lower than the angels. When he came, Bible says he was made a little lower than the angels for the sufferings of death. Hebrew chapter 1. God who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophet, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his son, whom he had what? Heir of all things. All things there are all things God. All things God, which is the content of the gospel. The gospel is a container of all things God. All things God. Honestly, if this thing done on us, we will not take gospel lightly. We will give more attention to it than you give to your multi-billion dollar business. Because your multi-billion dollar cannot grow one cubit of stature in man. It doesn't add to you. Anything corruptible, perishable, does not add to man. You see what man runs after? That which perishes. What we give attention to, we give little attention to things of God. We give big attention to corruptible things that cannot change our stature one bit. For Jesus said, the life of a man does not consist in the abundance of the things which he possesses. But what we run after is abundance of things. We don't know the honor God has done to us to give us the gospel. May the gospel open to us. This is when we say them, it's like story. It's not story. I like to see in the days of my flesh. I don't like to cross to yonder without tapping these things, because it will be eternal regret. Because every corruptible thing that you acquire, you leave it here. It is these substances that you travel with, and that determines your eternal status. How much of God you take determines your eternal status. But before we even pass yonder, image on earth gives you the rule. Image on earth gives you dominion. Image on earth is profitable. It will beat death. What God is wanting the church to raise into is image, so that we can arrest corruption. The Bible says the whole creation is waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. For the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who had subjected the same in hope, because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. These children of God are sons of God. Sons of God are men who have trapped all of God. The earth is waiting for you. We are delaying the program of God on earth to deliver man, the earth creature. It takes men, sons of God, who have trapped the things of God, because substances of God are too powerful. They are anti-corruption substances. Things of God, they are anti-corruption. Anti-corruption. You know, anti-malaria, antibiotics, anti-corruption. Medicines done in our souls. May it become our sleeping and our waking thoughts. Look at yourself very well. What is your sleeping thought? What is your waking thought? Your business. Your marriage. Your children. Children's school fees. Hardly does this one take a center stage in our thought realm. How to acquire things that are incorruptible, undefiled, and that fades not away. These are top senses of God that he has offered to man. And Jesus said these things are more important than every other thing, that we should seek these things first. Hebrew chapter 1 that we are reading, we'll see something there. whom he had appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the world, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person. How did he become the brightness of his glory? By the appointment as heir of all things. What he inherited? He inherited substances of glory, substances of the image of God. So the content of the gospel is image and glory. Content, the gospel of God is the gospel of his image. So when they appointed Jesus heir of all things there is not the sun and the moon and the stars. That's not what they appointed him heir of. Appointed him heir of God's very own things. See, those things made him, who being the brightness of his glory, the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power. When he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high, being made so much better than the angels, as he had by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than this. So what he inherited gave him a more excellent nature. Name is nature. Than the angels. By what he inherited, he obtained a more excellent nature. I told you that angels are not allowed to change. Angels are not allowed to increase. They are not even allowed to decrease. No increase, no decrease. They were made so. But this Son of God, who became a man, came to show us the allocation of man. Who was made a little lower than the angels. A little lower than the angels when he was born. You know, when Jesus was born, he could be killed. Jesus showed us the migration of man. That man can migrate. He can migrate from being a little lower than the angels. When he was born, he was made a little lower than the angels. But God administered substances to him. God administered his things to him. He grew gradually. He grew gradually. He changed. He changed by obedience, by cooperation with God. He changed until the Bible says, be made so much better than the angels. As he had by what? Inheritance. Obtained a more excellent name than they. And everything he did it to show us how far a man can go. They have showed us the apex of man. The end of man is to be better than angels. Because everything they gave to Jesus, he promised us. He says we are heirs of God and joint heirs. So what he inherited is also meant for us. For us to become the brightness of his glory, the express image of his person. There's something beautiful I want to show us here. That's Hebrews chapter 1. I said something is anti-corruption. Those things he inherited, oh my God, they're anti-corruption. Just like you take malaria, anti-malaria to destroy malaria in your system. You take antibiotics to destroy infection or bacteria in your system. You take it. If the infection is strong, they get you a stronger antibiotics. You take it. It will kill all the bacteria in your system. There is corruption in our system. In our soul, there is corruption. There is anti-corruption. Because there is corruption in our soul, our body is corrupted. It's breaking down. And thou, Lord, in the beginning hast laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the works of your hand. So when I said they made him heir of all things, I said all things are not stars, sun, moon. Those ones were his creation. All things here are things that framed his being. Substances of making. By the time those things made him the brightness of his glory, the express image of his person, those things made him better than the angels because his substances that made him is better than what made angels. You know, angels have substances. There are things they use to fabricate angels. Are we talking of image here? There are substances that makes for image. And that image, when it is raised, it pushes corruption away. Thou, Lord, in the beginning, you laid the foundation of the earth. And the heavens are the works of thy hand. So that is not your inheritance. The earth, the heavens, they are the works of his hand. It's not your inheritance. Things that were created, they are not your inheritance. Somebody was telling me of a planet that is made of pure diamond. Diamond. Men don't know what they should give their life to. What they should go after to acquire. Gold that perisheth. They'll destroy lives mercilessly. You see what man has given his soul to? Because of blindness. Satan taught him. Satan threw man down. He blinded his eyes so that he would not see reality. He can kill because of things that perish. And thou, Lord, in the beginning has laid the foundation of the earth, and the heaven and the works of thy hand. They shall perish. Heaven and earth, works of his hand. So that star that is a piece of diamond, if man sees that, he can plan to overthrow God. A star is as big as a planet. Bigger than this, our earth. To now be a piece of diamond, that is treasure for the soul of a man. You know, if you get a piece of gold that is as big as this microphone, you have made money. A lot of money. What would that cost in the gold market? Millions. You now imagine a whole planet. You know, diamond is more expensive than gold. Small, tiny piece of diamond is a lot of money. Now a whole planet of diamond. You know, God is powerful. But God is saying that will not add a cubit to your stature. A man would like to capture that whole planet of diamond and have to himself a minimoni. Now my own. Have you seen my possession? I have a planet of diamond. He's not thinking that he will die and leave that thing. He's not thinking of it. And that when he dies and gets to where the other side, he becomes a non-entity. In spite of the planet of diamond that he has. This is gospel, though. He said, they shall perish, but thou remaineth. And they all shall wax old as doth a garment. That's heaven and earth that he created. They will wax old as doth a garment. And as a vesture, thou shalt fold them up. And they shall be changed, but thou art the same. And thy years shall not fail. That is the benefit of image. Image will make you to remain. Thou remainest. That is, they have healed the things that make for corruption. You will no longer diminish. You will no longer change. Your years will not fail. But you must take in substances. Things that God provided for man. I said our sleeping and our waking thought is not yet in that realm. Your heart does not pant for it the way it pants for increase in salary. I lie. Change of job. Better job. You know how we pant? How can I get a better job? Some people are always putting out CV. Our children these days, they do 6 months on a job. They've changed. They do 3 months. They just say, you know, they stay for one job. Don't you stay? Oh, Nikoko, the way they pant for change of job, better pay. Our hearts don't pant for change of status like that. Better status. Higher status. Change of house. Change of environment. You want to live at Jegunle? And you want to go to Ikoyi? It's not a sin, no. God can make it happen. But it should not be your sleeping and waking thoughts. Look at our Lord Jesus Christ. I don't know how God thinks. He gave birth to the Son in a manger. A lot of us don't know what manger looks like. The smell of wee-wee and poo-poo of those sheep. The number of bacteria that will be there. God could have created a 5-star hospital in Bethlehem. You know, he can create it. He said 5-star hospital B. And Satan has come to create all those states, estates, status. Man is glorying in their shame. And everybody will be striving to get to that glory. We are attending the trending hospital. Is that a glory? Instead of us to aspire to get to the place of health in our body, everything created is not to be trusted. Man's creation cannot be trusted. You see, the one that can be trusted is the one that God is offering. They shall perish. Thou remainest. Why is he remaining? Because of what they used to frame him. There are substances that cannot pass away. Incorruptible. Undefiled. And that faded not away. They used it to frame him. He said, all this in your hand made, they will perish. Said, like a vesture, you will fold them up. You know how you fold vesture? They will fade. But you, your years will not fade. That is what God is offering you in the gospel. It day inside this Bible where you dey carry. You just need the Spirit to breathe on it. To bring it alive. You know, the gospel looks powerless. Because the Spirit of God has not breathed on it. You carry your Bible, you put it under your pillow to sleep. Don't know that inside it are substances that can make you to remain. Things that can make you not to perish. Things that will make you to remain. Things that add to you, that add to your person. So the gospel is given to us to appreciate. Things of God, they form us, they change us, they make us to become better. They put in us the image of God. The image of God can be fired in substances. It's like particles that make up a thing. It can be fired into a man's soul. So they start us. Because man fell so much, man cannot take God's things immediately. Man became flesh, became carnal. So when we got born again, they begin you on a journey back to image making. The reason for the new birth, the reason why you got born again, you know those days we used to say my destiny is to become the best footballer of the year, or best footballer in the world, the best musician. So that is his destiny. After becoming the best footballer of the year, you will see perish. Best footballer of the year, not the perish. In fact, Satan plagues them with vices. Boxers. International boxers. Well-renowned boxers. Before they finally perish, some of them get hooked on habits. That is not the kind of man God is looking for. Best footballer of the year, but he's hooked on terrible habits. Some of them cannot stop womanizing. That is not man. I'm talking of a man that is whole. A man that is built against corruption. It takes the gospel to do that. But man fell until he became dust. By the time Jesus came, man was no longer flesh, he was already dust. Satan has sapped everything out of man. Say, when we were yet without strength. Which kind of strength? We get physical strength to horsepower, but no strength to respond to God again. No strength to respond to God. When we were without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. The ungodly man will perish. We were in a state of perishing when Jesus came. He died for the ungodly. People who can no longer be governed by God. The ungodly is a broken down building. How the Bible describes the ungodly? They are like chaff. Grass, he has life. Chaff, they have sapped up all the life, but it's dry. That's the ungodly for you. That's the ungodly. Chaff, which the wind bloweth away. That is man, the ungodly. He says, so when we were without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. Those who are about to be blown away by the wind. Ungodly, lifeless, could see life more, oti bear. You know the funny thing? What made man to become like that? Ways, walking. He walked until every life inside him was sapped out. He's walking, he's walk, oh. Walk is what made man to become chaff, oh. By your walking, you can be dried up. Blessed is he who walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. What made him to arrive at ungodly state? His counsel. He walked. He walked. Who counseled him like that? Satan. Are you seeing what Satan wants to make of man? A way to tigbe. Dried leaves. By walking. That's why we have to be careful with the way you walk. You have to be deliberate to walk differently from the way the ungodly walks. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor does what? In the way, are you seeing way again? Of sinners, nor seated in what? Of the scornful. This is gospel. This is Romans chapter 8. There is therefore now no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not. Who walk not. Who walk not. After the what? Flesh. So flesh has its ways. But after the spirit. That is the beginning of raising. The way of the ungodly. Counsel of the ungodly. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. His delight. He delights in the law of Christ. The law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus. He delights in the revelation of the truth that is in Christ. He delights in it. His delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law doth he meditate day and night. That law, this is Romans chapter 8. The law of the spirit of life that is in Christ Jesus. That you get when Christ is revealed. Christ must be revealed to you to the extent of you seeing the law that framed Christ. Christ is a framing. Laws of the spirit of life framed him. How did those laws frame him? He walked in them. Are you seeing walking? How Satan destroys is to teach you a way to walk. For there is a way that seemeth right unto a man. The end of it is what?
Destruction!
Are you seeing destruction? May these things enter into us. Amen. That we avoid being destroyed. Amen. You know, in the days of Noah, say, and Noah walked with God. Are you seeing walking? In the place of making, the place of raising, image formation, you can't remove walking. And Noah walked with God. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his what? Is in the law of the Lord. And in his law doth he meditate day and night. What will happen to that man? What is happening there? The man is becoming something. B is become. B is what? Becoming. What is he becoming? So what is a tree? It's a raising. It's a growth. It's a development. By my work, I become something. By my work. And how do I work? Not anyhow. I work after a counsel. Counsel of the godly. That is Christ. Christ. So as I'm walking, I am being built. I am being raised. I am receiving life by my work. Image formation is not by confession. It's not by confession. It's by walking. I go against certain things that framed me. And as I walk against them, those things are broken down. I'm receiving freedom. Laws are being weakened. They are being broken down. As I am walking, he shall be like a tree. A tree is a raisin. A tree is a stature. Sir. Tree na stature. As against grass. Grass cannot stand flood. But when water is too much, grass will die. When water is plenty, tree will be fat. But fire has capacity to take the excess water. Use it as nourishment. Walking, I see you people gaining energy to walk. You are beginning to see why you must walk differently. You will see why you should not walk anyhow. Anyhow walk makes me to dry up.
Flani, a fine man, Clefle Cabara, Shenemeco, Grefleno Bon, a bon of Fiacovino Faclidano, Ovino Paclidem, Ofino Fativ, Litamacovino, Vina Mahafade, a fellow Finio Cafate, Mande Fista Vania Cafata in a van, Micoco Zacania man, Messi. Mercy, I brought you an advent of mercy. I brought you a strain of mercy for to open you up even to the world of grace, even to show you even the content of the world of grace, even the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, even the grace which is the image of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you will see who I am. You will see me for who I truly am. You see me for who I have become, for what I have become. You can measure it as against even the project of who you should become. For I am the standard, even the standard that the Father has raised. Even the Father raised me as a standard by many, many, many substances. My Father has painstakingly raised me, and I responded to him carefully. For I walked after his commandments. I walked after even the vision that the Father set before me. Not turning to the left, nor to the right. So I'm showing you the same project. I'm showing you even the flicks. I'm showing you. I'm painting before you even the reality of who I am. I'm showing you. I am being exalted even before your face, that you may choose me, that you may choose me, that you may admire me, that you may go from admiration to strong desire. I want you to desire me strongly. I want you to desire me. I want you to fantasize about me. Hey, I want you to romanticize about me. I want you to obsess. I want you to aspire. Every character and desire and secretion and excretions of your soul should be about me. I want to be the thought you begin your day with and the thought you end your day with. I want to be your life. I want to be your everything. So I'm bringing my words to you again. I'm bringing my words to you again, that if aptly you may desire me, if aptly you may walk towards me, for I want to be the object of your desire. I want to be your possession. I want to be your obsession. I want to be your profession. I want you to be a professor of my life. So I'm painting my image. I am painting my image because I've caused you to find grace in my sight. You are a people of my grace. You are a people of my grace. So I'm wooing you again. I'm wooing you again that you will turn in my direction, that you will walk after these words, that you will walk, that you will walk, that you even desire to see me for who I truly am, that these words will rest upon your heart, that you will come to glory, that you will come to glory, for the season has come, even as a church, for you to transit from the season of revelation by words to begin to walk. It is a call to a season of great walk, a season of walk, that you become a people, even a product of everything that you have heard, that you come into great walking, great season of obedience, great season of walk, great season of obedience. Come walk after me. Come think after me. Come produce after me. Come fruit after me, says the Spirit of God.
Amen. Amen. You know what I see the Lord wanting to achieve in us? Determination, desire to be deliberate about our steps. When you know that a step that you take, it can make you to dry up, you will be deliberate about how you carry your legs, your steps. You will ponder on your steps, because every step has a consequence, either for good or for evil. No steps are inconsequential. Say, let me do flesh small. You are doing death small. Whoa, whoa, I beg, I beg, I beg. Whoa, take up my Bible. Let's leave Bible, especially husband and wife. Let's leave Bible today. Let's talk to ourselves. You are telling me, let us walk in the flesh small. By the time you finish walking in the flesh, even you yourself will know that you have walked in the flesh. If you are a lot of believers are not sensitive, you will feel dry. My lie. Steps in the flesh make you feel sapped. Life has gone away. It's not profitable. Life goes. You don't know that that life that leaves you is something serious. You feel it. I just feel. There are some things we expose ourselves to that we feel dry. Am I lying? Which means you are taking steps in the wrong direction. In the direction of becoming a leaf. Life is being sapped from you by your walk. We will be deliberate about our walk from today onwards. No be small debt. See, make a die small. That's what you are telling yourself now when you say, let me walk in the flesh. Let me die small. Let me dry up small. When you continue walking in the counsel of the ungodly, you begin to dry up. And what happens to leaves that are dried? Wind will blow it away. God does not want you to dry. God wants us to appreciate. But we appreciate by walking. Walking by laws. Who walketh not after the flesh, but after the spirit. Walking after the spirit is not closing your eyes and speaking in tongues. There are laws. 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 That is responsible for framing. Laws of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus. That someone man is a lawman. He's not a letterman. That man has come into the revelation of the law of the spirit of life. So he ponders on that law. He ponders on it. When the word of God comes, the word of, you see, knowledge gives us ability to come into truth. Truth is in the word. Truth is in the word. It is spirit that reveals truth. Letter is not truth. The mercy of God is that truth will be revealed to us. If you continue in my word, then are ye my disciples, and you shall know the truth. The truth is the law of the spirit of life that is in Christ Jesus. Said, before you have not so learned Christ, he so be that you have heard him and you have been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus. So that truth, the reason for that truth is for framing, is for raising. You shall know the truth. It shall make you. It's a making instrument. It's a raising instrument. It shall make you free. When truth comes to you, law has come to you. Then when you walk by it, then you are made. That making is raising. It shall be like a tree that is planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit. Are you seeing? He's planted. Then it begins to fruit. By walking. By walking. Everybody say, by walking.
By walking.
You don't fruit without walking. This thing, I believe the Spirit of God is repeating in our soul the weight of this walking. We will not take our walk lightly, because what you become depends on how you walk. It shall be. There is no becoming without walking. And there is no walking without revelation of the truth. Truth. Laws of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither. There is no withering. You know, tree leaves will wither when it's becoming dry. There is also a supply of life. Always a supply of life. By walking, I gain life. By walking, I gain life. By walking, God will teach us to walk.
Amen.
He will enable us to walk.
Amen.
He will make you understand the consequences of your walk.
Amen.
So that you will no longer choose flesh.
Amen.
You know, there is an understanding that we done on you. That you will run away from flesh. You will hate flesh. You will hate everything that has to do with flesh. Say, this one over here, mommy, wants to kill me. I don't want to die. I don't want to die. I don't want to die. When Satan brings suggestions of flesh to you, of malice and unforgiveness, you will fear it like snake because of understanding. Like snake, you will fear it. This one, this person said this, why are you saying it? So that I can die. You are not saying it so I can live. You are saying this thing so that I can take it and I can begin to relate like that. And then I will die. Say, what is remaining? Say, I beg, I don't have time for that thing. Because you know it's not after your good. Husband and wife. Satan wants you to always be in a perpetual state of strife. He will bring thoughts to you about your spouse. You know, marriage is a place where you can easily die. And if you handle it well, it's a place where you will live. You either die or live in marriage. It's not quarrel between husband and wife. Oh, it's a matter of life and death. Life and death, you know. You know, we do flesh. Do me, I do you. You did this one, I'll do my own back. You are dying. Literally, when we talk about image, you will think of big, mighty things. Unforgiveness in marriage. You know, a lot of marriages are breaking down because of piles of unforgiveness. Piles. He offended me 2,000 years ago. Piles of unforgiveness. So you see, after some time, that unforgiveness has piled so much that a wall has been created between husband and wife. If you will yield to the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus, you will forgive one another. Marriage is between two good forgivers. Aman Sherawa. I offend my husband. My husband, they offend me. But the good thing, you forgive and behave like children. Children, you are getting converted by obedience to the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus. Are you a saint? It is only when you don't know the law of the spirit of life in Christ that you say you are a saint. Because those laws, revelation of those laws, expose your iniquity, your infirmities. When you know Christ, you know, I thought I was Sister Helen before I got married. Sister Helen. It was when I got married that I discovered that sis gets problem. I shocked myself. Sister, holy sister, when I got married, I shocked myself. Say, what about all these sisters that they're... Because I couldn't obey quickly the laws of Christ in marriage. Benny, I couldn't quickly obey it. It took me time to learn. And I've not even perfected it, I'm still learning, but I'm better than that lady that was married some 25 years ago. I'm far better. Marriage is a place where you can live or you can die. By submitting to the laws of Christ, you live. You don't know my wife. Know your wife, and be dying there. Say, it's my husband. If it were not for my husband, I would have been sitting on the throne now. But this man is just too impossible. And it's impossible, it's making you to die. In that impossibility, you can choose to live. The Lord will teach you his laws. You will obey his laws in your marriage. How did you know that it is not that wife or that husband that will make your salvation to be accelerated? Because the shortcoming of your spouse brings out your own shortcoming. It is in your spouse that you will know that you don't have patience. That you will discover that you don't have long suffering. That you cannot forbear. If you carry one leg, you see error there. If you carry one hand, you see error. You are not forbearing. Are you seeing image there? Are you seeing image formation? That impossible spouse can help your formation. It's an opportunity to appreciate long suffering, patience, forbearing one another. Those are laws. Laws of the spirit. Laws that are in Christ. Laws that framed Christ. Christ did not walk carelessly to the throne. He was obeying laws. He was submitting to the laws that his father was showing him. How to forbear. How to. These are realms. These are things you find in the realms of Christ. When you now get to the realm of God, the thing is eved. Because there is even long suffering. Colossians chapter 1. He said, walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing in every good work. Are you seeing that tree? Are you seeing that tree that brings forth its fruit in due season? By walking, you bring forth fruit. And increasing in the knowledge of God, that's another allocation. You see semicolon? What increase in the knowledge of God we administer is strengthening you with all might, according to his glorious power. Are you seeing? Knowledge of God. Anybody that says he has knowledge of God, this is how we know. These are unto all what? All patience. All long suffering. All joyfulness. With joyfulness. Giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. Who had delivered us from the powers of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. In whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Inside his Son, forgiveness, that is, his Son has substances inside him that can delete sin. Not just pardon sin. He can erase sin from your soul. He's inside the Son. Those are the things they will use to raise us. But it is gradual from one level to the other. By the time you walk after the counsel of the godly, you'll be raised a tree. A tree that has leaves. You become a godly man. And that godly man can stand in judgment. He can take the next allocation. The next allocation is salvation allocation. Everlasting life. Said the ungodly are not so. The ungodly shall not stand in the judgment. No, salvation is a building. Image formation is salvation. It's a building. The ungodly are not so. So we should raise to a place where you become godly. Because what is meant for man is all of God. You can't take all of God except you first take Christ. All of Christ. And the only way you take it is by revelation and by obedience, which is walking. Walking. What I find impressed in my heart is to put in us the importance of walking. That you be deliberate about every step you take. When a thought comes to you, you weigh that thought. If I follow this thought, what will it take me to? Come. How will this thought profit me if I act it out? That thought that tells you to take a revenge, to be vengeful. That thought that tells you, this person has done something to me. Because of that, I will not do something good to the person. Doesn't it come across our heart every day? At times when you feel like doing good, you look, who should I good do? Ele yo deserve we. Eh? This one does not deserve it. And this one deserves it. And then you go after the one that deserves it. And you leave the one that does not deserve it. Because that one did not greet you well some days ago. Or said something bad about you. Something bad about you. Something bad about you. He said it. And so when you want to do your good, you turn your back. You have turned your back against life. It's a privilege for you, opportunity for you to get life. Go contrary to the suggestion of your flesh. It is flesh that behaves like that. Oh, shame me. And because of that, he has offended me. Because of that, I will refrain my goodness. His ways are not our ways. His thoughts are not our... These are trainings that they have to train us. And we have to be deliberate about. We have to be ready to learn the laws. Laws of mercy. Because you did this, I will not do this. God has to heal us. God is not like that. When you begin to learn the truth in Christ, these are things you learn. Laws of forgiveness, laws of kindness, mercy, long suffering, meekness, humbleness of mind. These are things we learn. We learn and we do, and then we grow. A person is formed in us because we are walking after the laws of a person. The laws that form the person, which is Christ. And after that, you are now introduced to higher laws. The laws of God. Judgments of God. Realm of God. Formation of image of God. Jesus Christ took all of God. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, talking about our Lord, he said, who is the image of the invisible God? Image of the invisible God. There are things responsible for that image. Things of Christ will get you ready for the things of God. You must perfect the things of Christ. You must grow as a tree that has leaves. Those leaves can trap rays. They will take judgment. Judgment of God. My ways are not your ways. The way God thinks is different to Uyato Goni. Ah, God. God has, he has power to forbear. By his laws, you know him. By his laws, God can take and take and take and take. And he wants to stretch you so you can take. You don't have a breaking point any longer. That is who God is. There was a time the Lord demanded something from me, and I felt God was being unjust. He was being unfair. How can you be telling me to do this kind of a thing? How can you be telling me to? I was so pained. I was angry with God. And he came to me. He said, will I tell you to do what I don't do? So he said, my laws, I will write my laws. There are laws, there are things he does. There are commandments that he obeys. God has laws. He has his things will show his laws to you. His things come by revelation. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has he entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. There are preparations for those who love, because if you don't love God, you can't take those things. They collect yourself from yourself. His things, his ways, his thoughts, and these things are fired to us by preaching. So which things we preach? Things of God, substances of God that frame the Son, they will be given to us through preaching, through revelation. True revelation, you cannot know God without his laws. Yes. It's his laws that will make you to know who he is. Yes. There was one man of God that did something. The Lord instructed him to do something and he went against it. And you know, he felt like the Holy Ghost left him. Something left him. Because of that disobedience at that height, something left him. And because of that, he left ministry. He thought he had committed a sin that God cannot forgive. So he was out of ministry for like 6 years. Then one day, Hagin was passing by where he was. Before Hagin met him, the Lord started asking Hagin some questions. Will I tell you to do what I don't do? Hagin said no. He asked again about 3 or 4 or 5 times. Will I tell you to do what I will not do? Hagin said no. That you cannot be so unjust to tell me to do something that you yourself you will not do. He kept asking again, will I tell you to do what I will not do? He said, no. He said, will I tell you to forgive if I don't forgive? He said, no. So when he got to that man, The man said, well, he has committed a sin, he disobeyed God, and because of that, he felt God has left him, he cannot forgive him, so he left ministry. Oh, he said, oh, so it's because of you. God has been asking me this question. So he said, will God tell you to forgive when he will not forgive? Satan has lied to him. God cannot forgive you. So God started asking again before he met him. Say, ask God for forgiveness. In fact, he has forgiven you. He's just waiting for you to receive the forgiveness. And then he just believed and everything was okay. He went back to ministry. So by his loss, you know him. Hebrews chapter 10, he said, this is the covenant I will make with them in those days. I'm talking about knowing God. Knowing God is not without knowing his loss. That's how we know God. Having his things, revelation of his things comprises of his laws, his thoughts, his ways, his judgment, the way he thinks. Those are the things that will teach us, that we will do, and it will raise us. This is the covenant I will make with them after those days, said the Lord. I will put my laws, which means he has laws, into their heart, and in their mind will I write them. And their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. So I told us, those things of God, they are anti-corruption agents. Anti-corruption agents. When they give them to us, they erase the forces of corruption, which is sins and iniquity. Our stature, what is responsible for our stature, is our sins and iniquity. So when they remove it and replace it with things of God, we increase in stature. I will put my laws in their hearts, and in their mind will I write it, and their sins and iniquity I will remember no more. Chapter 8. For this is the covenant that I will make with them, with the house of Israel, after those days, said the Lord. I will put my laws in their mind and write them in their heart. And I will be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people, which means they would have been raised by the giving of my laws. I will give them my laws. I will write it. That is, I will form them, mold them, and they shall not teach every man his neighbor, and every man his brother, saying, know the Lord, for all shall know me. All shall know me. You can't know him except you know his laws. What he does tells us who he is. God will not tell you to take something he will not take. We are limited. But when he brings his laws will stretch us. God wants to cure corruption in us. And the way to cure corruption is to bring his things to us, which are anti-corruption agents. Laws of Christ, you walk by it, you defeat death at a level. You are raised by walking. And then you have ability to take the things of God, which a natural man cannot receive. So you see why you have to obey the laws of Christ, so that you come out of flesh. Flesh cannot obey God. They that are in the flesh cannot please God. So we need to walk to come out of flesh. Flesh is ready to expire. Flesh perishes. You come out of flesh, then you can take the things of God. You have ability to take the things of God, to take the incorruptible, to take the undefiled, to take things, properties that fade not away. You see, those substances were put in our Lord Jesus. He obeyed them. He cooperated with them. At the end of the day, all things shall perish. Thou remainest. Not remaining by word of mouth, he's remaining by virtue of substances that framed him. He will remain. By his growth, by his inheritance, He has inherited incorruptible substances that will make him to remain. I told us it is time to be deliberate about our walk. Burn down your steps. Consider it before you take a step. This step, is it going to make me dry up or is it going to make me live? As little as malice is, remaining in it for too long will make you dry up. Because it's an act of the flesh. It's working contrary to the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus. Unforgiveness makes us to dry. Husband and wife, you must erase the slate every day. Erase the slate. Because we are not perfect, we offend ourselves. We offend. I still offend my husband. He still offends me. But one thing we do is to make sure that offense does not stay in me. You become children. Let's forget that one. Let's be plain. It's better to play than to fight. When you fight, there's tension. There is loss of life. So just be the pacemaker. Okay. I'm the one. I'm the sinner. It's okay. Oh, yeah. Forgive me. Somebody must be strong enough to be the peacemaker. Everybody must not be standing on their right. You are the one who is right. I'm the one who is wrong. You are the one who is right. You are dying in your rightness. You are right, but you are drying up. The Lord is close to them who are contrite. Who have a contrite heart and a humble spirit. A contrite heart is a heart that takes the wrong, the blame. Contrite is never right. Ah, I'm sorry. It's quick to say I'm sorry. Okay, minimum jebi wolo jare. Okay, when I become the one who is wrong. And because of that, I'm able to walk out of malice or strife. What have I done to myself? I've done good to myself. I have appreciated. But when I'm always right, I'm the right one. You can never be right in your life. You are wrong. You are wrong. I say you are wrong. You are wrong in the morning. You are wrong in the afternoon. Wrong. When you look at yourself, say you know that you are wrong. Can you be wrong, husband and wife? Can you be wrong? Can you be wrong and live? Can you be wrong and live? Instead of being right and dying, the Lord is only close to them who have a contrite heart and a humble spirit. A contrite heart is close. When the Lord is close to you, you know that that is life that is close to you. Go home and go and do likewise. Go and live it out with your spouse. Live it out with your brethren. Live it out with your colleagues in the office. Live it out with your boss. Use every opportunity to appreciate. Every opportunity. When you are being challenged to walk after the flesh, say, I refuse to die. I refuse to dry. I refuse to dry up. I will not dry. I will appreciate by my actions. I will appreciate by my work. By this understanding, I will keep appreciating. I will no longer depreciate. In the name of Jesus. Until the complete image is formed in us by the giving of the things of God that we will cooperate with, that we will align with, that we will obey. In the name of Jesus. We go up, 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 up. In the name of Jesus. You will no longer walk into debt. You will walk out of debt. Walk into life. Every day you appreciate in life. Every opportunity that comes against you, that comes to you, you use it to live. Use it to appreciate. How beautiful it is that a house will be full of people who have trapped life. Who have learned how to walk and walk and walk and walk out of debt every time. Walking out of flesh is walking out of debt. Living, appreciating. The Lord will bless us. We will increase. We will gain strength. To go up. Amen. Strength to live. Amen. Strength to walk differently. Amen. To walk out of debt. Death is real. Life is real. Choose life. You choose life by choosing the laws of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus. And then choosing everlasting life by choosing the laws of God. Choose life. God has placed before us death and life. We will choose life. We will live in Jesus' name.
We believe you have been enlightened through the ministry of the Word and Spirit, bringing you into a much deeper understanding of God's eternal purpose and plan. To find out more about us and our meetings, visit us at 12 Akinyemi Street off Allen Road, Ikeja, Lagos. You can also contact us on our website at www.lostyouchurch.org or call us on +234 9042 850714. Remain blessed.